This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In New York City, it seems like you can't walk a block without coming upon a nail salon. These salons are staffed mainly by new immigrants working long hours. Last fall, three workers won a breakthrough lawsuit because they weren't getting overtime pay or regular breaks at work. Another problem emerged during that lawsuit. Many workers are worried about the chemicals they use every day in the name of beauty. From member station WNYC in New York, Kathleen Horn reports.
Outside an Upper West Side nail salon, women who would normally be quietly sitting behind a manicure table, filing and painting, celebrated their victory. They carried signs with slogans like, "You got nailed," and "Pretty nails, ugly."
These workers are exposed to chemicals far more toxic than they should be.
Susan Kim was the first woman to sue. She worked at Nail Plaza for 17 years and was fired after she asked her boss for a break. But her troubles didn't stop there. Long hours in the small, confined salon made her eyes itch and water.
A lot of times problems. Other workers' hands, very rashy, you know, skin problem. Most workers have allergy problems.
There are currently 460,000 licensed nail technicians in the U.S., and the number of workers continues to soar. Annual revenue is about $6 billion. Stacy Wan sees 10 customers or more a day at the Passion Nail Salon in the East Village when it's busy. She says she's happy she works in a place that doesn't offer acrylic nails. When she worked at a salon that did, she says the chemicals gave her headaches.
I think the smell, I cannot stand it. I cannot smell that smell. Make me blows up my nose or something.
Nilda Nueves gets her nails done several times a month. She's noticed a strong smell at some salons more than others, and that sometimes workers wear face masks as they file and clip. She wonders if customers should be offered them as well. Wearing a set of false nails has become a regular part of her personal maintenance as a flight attendant for JetBlue.
It's like in our manuals, and if it's too short, they actually, you know, the supervisor would tell us this, and you need to like do something with your hands.
The nail industry is largely self-regulated. Eric Schwartz is co-chair of the Safety and Standards Committee for a Nail Product Trade Association. He's also chief operating officer for OPI, a popular nail product company. Schwartz says OPI and several other companies recently removed two ingredients, dibutyl phthalate and toluene, from their products, even though, he says, they're safe.
The issues with the cosmetics are not health issues. They're sort of short-term allergy and respiratory-type issues.
He believes any symptoms workers might be experiencing aren't from the chemical compounds.
And if a salon has appropriate ventilation and uses appropriate work practices, most of the symptoms are easily mitigated.
In Oregon, new nail salons are being required to ensure that indoor air be exhausted outside. Such standards are difficult to enforce in a densely populated place. But without more regulations, agencies which are supposed to keep workers safe can't do much. The EPA's Elias Rodriguez says there's a 21-page document for nail techs on their website warning of possible side effects in three languages.
Eye and skin irritation, headaches, dizziness, even reproductive disorders. So it's very important that workers take steps affirmatively to protect themselves and minimize risk to overexposure.
So it's all on the worker?
Well, currently there are no federal guidelines that we can apply under the Clean Air Act to regulate the indoor air in nail salons.
New York City manicurists with chronic symptoms often see Dr. George Friedman, director of the Environmental Medicine Clinic at Bellevue Hospital. He says some of the ways workers have tried to deal with the symptoms on their own, like wearing those paper masks, don't seem to be working.
The kind of mask that would work is a NIOSH-approved two-cartridge respirator, which probably if someone were wearing that, no one would go in to get their nails done.
The New York City Council and the State Assembly are currently drafting bills that would create more workplace regulations in nail salons. Lawmakers are considering modeling part of the legislation on a California statute that requires cosmetic companies to disclose if any of their ingredients are potentially harmful. But in most places, it will be up to workers to try and educate themselves. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horn in New York.